This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right, yeah, the crickets mean we have lines open. The show just started, though. Rush Limbaugh starts with a, you know, phone bank of calls. Why can't we?
Exactly.
Yeah. So the crickets is your cue to call, ladies and gentlemen, and tell us what's on your mind. I have lots of things on my mind. I always do. I'm a radio talk show host. It's a curse I live with, okay? So I can certainly share my notebook, but I am much more interested in what's on your mind. I feel like with the holiday and the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference last week, where we were loaded up with guests and everything else, we haven't had a chance to chat in a while. You know, a couple days removed from our last, you know, really serious chat, where we got lots of conversation in, and so I'd love to hear from you. Whatever it is on your mind, don't think it's too small. It could be something around the corner in your community that has you concerned. It could be too much rain. I understand Daryl Richardson, who's assistant state climatologist at NDSU, was saying the other day that some chunks of northeast North Dakota got enough rain that growers are going to have to plant again. Not good. So if you're thinking about that and saying, gosh darn it, well, let's chat about that, whatever it is on your mind. A lot of chatter wherever you go about the governor's race. It's June today. And we are less than 2 weeks away from you going to the polls and deciding who will be the next governor of the great state of North Dakota. Now, it's a Republican primary, so whoever wins in the Republican primary on June 14th has to obviously be on the ballot in November. And I mean no disrespect to the Democrats whatsoever, but history would tell us it's a pretty good bet whoever the Republican nominee is going to win. You never say never. I'm not trying to say, and that's why we have elections, but pretty good chance the governor will be voted in on the 14th of June. That's less than 2 weeks away. So that's obviously on the minds of a lot of people. And there's a lot of local races that are happening. Pay attention to those, too. Ask them questions. Hey, you know this person? You know that person? What do you know about him? Tell me what I need to know. School board and city council, city commission and park district and, you know, all of those. Those local races, those are darn important. June 14th, Flag Day. Isn't it? I'm pretty sure it's Flag Day. I'm just going by memory.
But it is.
Isn't June 14th always Flag Day? Or is it just that Tuesday?
Well, I know it is this year, I guess. I'm not sure if that's the case every year.
Anyway, I don't think that's an accident, right? That I think it's always June 14th. But anyway, the fact that it's Flag Day, a day we commemorate the adoption of the flag of the United States and what it stands for, that we also vote. So if you love this country and what it stands for, you do have an obligation to vote. So I hope you'll do that. So if there's a particular race that has your mind, you know, is on your mind, we want to hear about it. Now, how do you do that? Tell us what's on your mind. Anything. I don't care. You want to talk about the gorilla? We'll talk about the gorilla. You want to talk about Donald Trump and the press? A little fight there yesterday? Good for him, by the way. I'm fine with this. I am. I'm not going to sit there and get outraged that he calls some reporter a... what was the worst one you heard yesterday? What'd you say, Todd? The worst thing he called a reporter yesterday?
I stayed on with that stuff.
You did? You didn't really? Yeah. You're just too dirty for you to go there? You don't even
It's like, oh, gosh, we're going to get all
sleazy.
Out of shape.
Sleazy was one word. Dishonest was another, you know.
I got to remind people, you know, he's not exactly from North Dakota, so that whole North Dakota nice thing that we're so accustomed to, it's a whole different culture over there.
Now, here's my question, though. What's more offensive to you, a presidential candidate calling a reporter dishonest and sleazy, or $20 trillion in debt? Yeah, exactly. I want to keep my focus on the things that actually matter, okay?
Thank you.
Some people are going to say, and bring it on. That's why I'm asking this question. If you want to bring it on, if you disagree. And you think, boy, if you can't be nice to people, how in the world can you motivate enough folks to take on that debt? I get that. I wouldn't do what he does. I wouldn't look at a reporter and say, you're crazy, you're dishonest. But it's just small ball compared to the big issues. And people are mad. They're furious. They're fed up. They're sick and tired of this. And I don't think talking sternly to some reporters is going to exactly lose Donald Trump votes. They really don't. I think some new polls out suggest he's doing very well against Hillary. Save us from Hillary. Anybody but her. Okay, enough. I want to know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. First time caller, I have some bacon for you today. We'll get it going. Because once you're a first time caller, you're hooked. You get hooked on the... Todd and Scott crack. You can't have enough of it. You keep coming back. You do.
The Todd and Scott crack.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from. But my point is, when you're a first time caller and you call and you enjoy yourself, you call again. All right, you enjoy the experience. It has nothing to do with illegal drugs.
I told you a jillion times not to exaggerate like that.
Okay. All right. Somebody call and tell me a story about Vern Wagner today. Can I ask you to do that? You know who Vern Wagner is? Bismarck lawmaker. Now, Vern Wagner, from what I'm told, is not the kind of guy that would be calling people dishonest and sleazy that he disagreed with. It's a very different... He'd go the North Dakota way, not the Donald Trump way. Represented Bismarck for two decades in the North Dakota legislature. Best known for his, according to Nick Smith's story in the Tribune today, calm, respectful demeanor. Active community involvement. I think I only met him one time. I forget where I was at, but I've heard great stories about him. But I'd love to hear a Vern Wagner story. These are the kind of public servants we had to celebrate, though. He's first elected to the legislature in 1962 and served until 83. He was Speaker of the House, Chairman of the House Appropriations Committee. His son Chris said he was a small man in stature but lived large in life. He believed in the spirit of compromise, well-respected by both sides of the aisle. Born up in Golden Valley. A degree from NDSU as a pharmacist. Pretty cool. So if you want to share a story about him today, we can do that. He died at 89 years of age yesterday. And a lot of people buzzing about Vern Wagner. 89 years of age. Wow. That's awesome. So there's a couple of things. I've planted a few seeds for you. Okay. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. You can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall, recapping the visit of Donald Trump and specifically breaking down his energy address. I'm looking forward to doing that today on the program, too, coming up. So stay tuned for that. All right, Jim in Fargo, you're the first to go here today on What's on Your Mind, so your turn to chat. On the program brought to you by North Dakota Oil Can. Speaking of Donald Trump at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, the visit is recapped, chronicled nicely at NorthDakotaOilCan.com and on their Facebook page as well. What's on your mind, Jim?
Well, Trump's taking off in the press. I think generally that's going to help him very much because I think people are really sick and tired of the press forming opinions. Coming out with untruths, half-truths. I loved it. I'm not 100% Trump man, but I love the fact that, he called that one guy. I loved when he said, you're really a piece of work. I just love it. It's just like that. That's what I'd like to say to Jack Zaleski at the forum, but you can't get at him. The guy's a piece of work. He's a piece of work, but he insulates himself. I sent a letter to the editor, went to Forum one time, and I went in and I said, the Forum is good for one of two things, wrapping fish or lining bird cages. And he said, well, maybe they won't put your editorials anymore, and acted like a baby. I mean, he doesn't like to be criticized. And it's about time some of these people do it. The press is so in the corner for Hillary and Barack Obama that it just makes you nauseated. And I love the fact that Trump doesn't dare him.
And this whole flap was over, the donations to veterans groups. The guy is donating, you know, he wrote a $1 million personal check. He did that other event, so there was another $4.6 million. And I guess the reporters were saying, you know, who got the money? Where were the checks written? Oh, all of those things, which is fine. You know, I mean, we want to know at some point, but they lose the bigger picture. Are there any other politicians out there that are raising money for veterans like Donald Trump is? That's the story. Unbelievable. Mark in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, I'm calling about the downtown project in Bismarck there where they want to tear down some businesses to put up a pet project for our mayor, and I don't know how many of our city commissioner involved in that, but
5 South, yeah.
It really doesn't sit well with me and quite a few of my friends that I've talked to also. I know we got an election coming up, and I'll admit it, I haven't been keeping track of the candidates like I should. I'd like to know who in that field is opposing that project, or is there a chance of us turning that around, getting a hold of it by the nose? And
Mark, hang on a second. Coming in a break, Tom in West Fargo, Gary in Alexandria, we're going to get to you as well. A couple lines open.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
This is NDSU Extension Soil Health Specialist Abby Wick to talk about an upcoming bus tour on June 29th and 30th. Along with Jody DeYoung-Hughes from the University of Minnesota, we will showcase North Dakota and Minnesota commodity-funded projects. On the 29th, the first stop is the Soil Health and Agriculture Research Extension, or SHARE Farm, in Morton. We will talk about conservation tillage in clay soils, tiling and interseeding cover crops into corn. We will then travel to Barney to cover pest and disease pressures, crop response to salinity, and conservation tillage in sandier soils. On the 30th, we will travel to Delamere to look at saline and sodic soil management, soybean and sunflower planted into cereal rye, and weed management. Online registration and the full agenda can be found at the NDSU Soil Health webpage.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part by North Dakota Oil Can. Check out some of the coverage of the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference if you missed it. And also, there is a really neat slideshow from Vern Witten Photography that's up at North Dakota Oil Can, where you see the Bakken terrain and infrastructure growth through the lens of the aerial shots of Vern Witten Photography. That's on their Facebook page. And it's cool. It really is. And so kind of neat. There's also a story in there about cement. Six things that will surprise you about cement. When you think of the word cement, you probably think of, you know, hard, brittle concrete, but the stuff you scraped your knees on as a kid. But when it comes to oil, there's a hydrocarbon zone that has to do with cement. Neat story. Those are just one of those stories you just don't ever think of. So check that out. So to finish with Mark and Bismarck on the candidates. So are there four candidates, right, Todd? There's two incumbents, Peril Grossman and Steve Marquardt. And there are two challengers, Nolan Cartwright and Sean Oban. And right. You've had them all on K-Fire Cafe. Marquardt and Cartwright, you say, are both opposed to Block 5?
To 5 South, yes. And Peril Grossman's been big in favor of it. Sean Oban isn't necessarily, or at least on the show, didn't exactly come out with a big. It wasn't really a topic of discussion with him. He kind of seemed to take more of a, I'll need to take a look at it kind of a stance.
Got it. All right. And
he'd be very well called today and set that record straight, in which case, hey, go for it.
Right. That's just fine. And I personally, on those tax increment financing zones, here's the question you have to answer in your own mind. Don't take anybody's word for it in your own mind. Look at the project and say, would that project be there without the incentive on the property tax rebate or whatever it is in your particular community? Would it be there without that? And if the answer is it wouldn't be there without that, then you have to say, okay, what's it going to cost us? We're going to give them X amount of a break, but what will it generate in revenue from that project and other projects around it? You just got to take them all one by one and just do the math on it. I don't get caught up in the hype from the people pumping it up, and I don't buy the people who say the sky is falling as a result of it. I don't. I say, what's my gut check on something like that? And that's what I'd suggest you do. Let's go all the way out to Alexandria, Minnesota. Gary's there. Hey, Gary, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just going to make a comment about that Trump thing. You know, people amaze me. You know, that everybody was can't trust any politicians anymore, and they all lie. But finally, we got a guy that will say what's on his mind, say things that should have been said a long time ago, and now they want him to act presidential. But that's the problem. We've had actors for so long. They'll tell you one thing and turn around and do another. So I just can't believe somebody would be offended by what he says. We need somebody in there like that. He reminds me of General Patton. He'll say anything to get the job done.
Yeah, he's, you know, I think Donald Trump is used to the world he's walked in, where when he's on the stage, he can just lambast somebody. And ironically, in my mind, the reason he bested the other 16 candidates is because of that. It's because people sit at home and they scream at their television sets. They're so mad about what's going on, right? $20 trillion in debt, Benghazi, take your pick of issues that outrage you, Obamacare, whatever. They're mad. They're fed up. And what happens? Year after year after year, race after race, you hear, I'll fix it, I'll do it, elect me, and by golly, this will happen. And it never happens. So they've had a snootful. They're done. They don't want to do it anymore, and to me, it just was pitch perfect for this guy, this showman.
Yeah.
I don't think he can do it forever, but I think to the extent that, you know, you call people out, call them as you see them, even if that's a little bit of colorful language, it really is small. The politically correct stuff they try to nip away at him, you know, that, oh, you know, you should have, why did you say it that way? Oh, well, how mean you are, and why would you say that about John McCain and everything else? Honestly, I didn't like it at the time either. But I came to realize people don't care. That to them is unimportant. They're focused on the big things, the 20, you know, trillion in debt. And I'm glad somebody is. And even on this deal, he's giving money to vets. He's going out of his way to put his money where his mouth is with his support of vets. Every politician loves vets, right? They want to take a picture with the vets. They want to do whatever they can with the vets. Very few go to the next level. He has. He has in a real way.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we need somebody to stand up and to these people and make them think twice before they want to lie to us or tell us a story in their way. Make them, he needs to make them all nervous. Same way with these other countries. Make them nervous before they start lying to us.
Thanks for sharing your thoughts out there in Lakes Country, Minnesota. I bet it's getting nice in Alexandria. Really?
Yes, it is.
That time of year. Thank you, Gary. I grew up hometown's Montevideo, but we had a little place in Minnewaska by Glenwood, Minnesota.
Yeah.
So my summer was all about stopping at the Starbucks DQ on the way home. Tom in West Fargo on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Don't forget, first-time caller of the show, you got a pound of bacon on me, courtesy of your friends at Cloverdale. So that's a little incentive for you to get on the phone. Tom, West Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Good morning, Scott. Did you see the latest? Well, there's all kinds of polls out, but there was just a poll done recently. 53% of people, these people polled, thought it was just fine if Hillary is charged with a felony, she could still run for president. That would be okay.
I heard that. I did. Yeah, about half folks were okay even if she's charged. What does that tell you, folks? What does that tell you? Now, again, you want to get mad about Donald Trump saying mean things to people? You are running against a candidate who is supported by people who don't care if she has a felony, for crying out loud. So get your head out of the sand and remember what's important would be my advice.
Yep. Thanks, Todd.
It's unbelievable. Toddy said thanks. You're going to say thanks?
To you're welcome.
Be polite.
I don't know what I did.
Thank you, Scott.
That's quite, yeah.
I don't know if I want a pound of bacon on Scott, but there we are.
Jerry and Drake, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Drake, help me place Drake. Where's Drake? I can't remember.
Central North Dakota.
Right by Anamoos.
I know
Anamoos.
I know, yep. Anamoos, home of Brian Bachmeyer, fine priest, good man, yes.
Yeah, Scott, we were on the trip with you last fall, so just going to say hi to you, Scott.
Well, I'm glad you did. You came to New York City with us, huh?
Yeah, to New York, yeah.
That was fun. Yeah, we're working on another trip there. By the way, the University of North Dakota hockey team plays the second week of December in Madison Square Garden. I don't know if we can miss that. So we're working on another trip to New York City. Okay.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm calling about measure number one.
Yes, sir.
The Farmers Union has a big push on to defeat the vote that was taken in legislature last session, but they have nothing better to come up with than just the family farm. You know, this, we hear the same old family farm thing all the time. Well, family farm we're all family farms here. And the measure still is only about family farms. So what are they trying to prove?
That's a good question, Jerry. I want to explore this a little bit with you, if you don't mind. Hang on, we'll talk about it on the other side of the break. I think there's a nostalgia out there for the family farm as it, you know, the smaller family mom-pop operation. But farming is, you know, so far surpassed from that era these days, I think. But we'll talk about this on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Please vote on June 14th. Hi, Tom Pryor with the North Dakota Family Alliance, encouraging you to cast your vote during the June primary. Not only is it a civic duty, it's an honor and a privilege. Before you vote, ask the candidates where they stand on life, marriage, and our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience. Remember, your vote is important. Make sure those receiving your vote share your values. And once again, the North Dakota Family Alliance encourages you to vote your values on June 14th.
I'm Brandon. The disease I got from smoking led to me having both of my legs amputated. It's called Berger's disease. It can destroy your skin tissue and lead to infection, gangrene, or worse. So I have a tip in case that happens to you. Take showers instead of baths, and use a shower chair. You'll find bathtubs are a lot harder to get in and out of when you don't have legs.
Smoking causes immediate damage to your body. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
USA brings you our fine program here today. My friends at PetroServe USA that help America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields, farm fields, soybeans too, we can't forget that, with North Dakota's energy fields. And they have some great deals. The 4-for-4 special all day, every day is the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, the 20-ounce drink, and two of the best cookies you'll ever eat. Four items for $4 all day, every day at a PetroServe USA location. They also are giving away $50,000. Oh, my gosh. Is that nice? And you got to register every week if you want in on the drawings at PetroServe USA. It's a great deal. All right. We do have some lines open, so give us a call at 800-228-0550. Just finding out what's on your mind today, whatever it might be. 800-228-0550. You can text Todd, too, at 701-226-8503. Anybody get a washout from the rain? Did I have that right from the state climatologist that there were some areas of washout in northeast North Dakota? Wherever you were, I'd love to hear, just so I know what's going on there. Things started so great that you hate to hear that, but just let me know. That's one question on my mind. Where are you at in this governor's race, too? We are less than 2 weeks away from you voting. Where are you at? We have some good coverage of that to come tomorrow, Lieutenant Governor's debate. The candidates for lieutenant governor on each of the tickets, Brent Sanford, the mayor of Watford City, will join us. He's Doug Burgum's running mate, along with Nicole Pullman, state senator, teacher. She is the running mate of Wayne Stengem, of course. So we'll have the two of them. Then we have the candidates themselves a week from Friday. That's the Friday before the election, debating on a talk radio town hall right here. There's a debate tonight, too, that the Fargo-Moorhead-West Fargo Chamber of Commerce is sponsoring. And that'll be televised statewide. It's on WDAYZ Extra, they call it, on cable in the east. I think out west it's KBMY and KMCY. I'm trying to confirm that, but that's what's happening there. Back to Jerry and Drake. Jerry called in earlier and wanted to talk a little bit about the Measure 1 vote. That also is on the ballot a week from Tuesday on the 14th. And you were talking about the Farmers Union's argument against this. That, hey, preserve the family farm, vote against what the state legislature did. I think what the Farmers Union, in my mind, is really good at, Jerry, is sort of playing on nostalgia, right? My grandparents grew up on the farm. My uncles farmed. I mean, I was around farms all the time, had buddies that lived on the farm. So a fun time. You remember, the farmhouse, one shed, a barn, whatever, and all the it's just... That doesn't represent a large share of farming today, does it?
Well, they're want to portray us as having two cows, three chickens, and a couple of pigs. Well, We're a long ways from that, and if they want to go back to that, that's fine. I'm not going to. I don't see anything wrong with having these corporations set up, and they're allowing only families to get involved in these corporations right now anyhow. So what's the argument?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, where I think the Farmers Union is being very disingenuous here is they are running a campaign that suggests if you vote for Measure 1, that you want corporate farming. And all that's being done here is the legislature went through a pretty ardent process. Senator Terry Wancik can't think of a guy more, by the way, who has no hog operation, pork or dairy operation, wouldn't have a dog in his fight, but is a farmer out at Jamestown, has been the primary sponsor of this and done a very good job. His whole thing was two small exemptions to the current farming bill. In other words, when you vote yes on Measure 1, you are voting for corporate farming to remain banned in North Dakota with two exceptions. Hog operations and dairy operations, which have largely left because of the laws of North Dakota, don't allow these capital-intensive operations that are necessary. You need, they're big. They've gone to bigger farms. And they could even only be located in North Dakota when they are permitted locally and approved by the state health department and local zoning officials and everything else. So there's more steps there. So that's it's basically you're saying, do I want the current law amended to say corporate farming remains illegal, not allowed in North Dakota, but these two exceptions, the hog and dairy operations, could be there. So that's a little different than what you're hearing in the campaign, isn't it, Jerry?
Well, it would help all of us because we would have a place to go with some of our corn and some of our feed grain. You know, right now we have to ship it all out of here, and the highest freight rates and the biggest basis is right in North Dakota here, and because of we got no place to take care of all this stuff.
So, for you city folks, what Jerry just said is, I'm growing what these pigs would eat, what these hogs would eat, what the dairy cattle would eat. So, you now have a market for what you're growing rather than shipping it out for feed somewhere else. It's a better deal for the growers that are here, right?
That's right. Yep.
So why wouldn't we want that? Why wouldn't we want a home for their products closer to home?
I think maybe what we should do is we should be having a pig farm right next to Valva, where Mark Watney has a farm. They farm there too, and I don't think they have just a small operation. And it's just it's family, but the rest of us are family here too. And this isn't going to hurt us a bit.
No, there's no such thing as a couple pigs, couple sheep, like you say, that day is just absolutely gone. I honestly don't understand the fear of it. I really don't. I respect people that have the view, but 41 states have no laws restricting corporate farming right now. 41 states, I think it's 8 that allow some exemptions, not unlike what we're looking to do here and what was passed by the legislature. So I think what's going on,
than 3% of the farms that are corporate farms, anyhow, because Cargill and these big companies are not going to come in here and start a farm.
Why do you say that? Why do you think they're not?
Because they've already gotten out of here with their. They used to have a lot of elevators in North Dakota. They're out of here with that, and they sold a lot of them to the co-ops. Co-ops, big co-ops, bought these things. They're getting bigger too.
Interesting. Very interesting. Appreciate that call, Jerry. Nice to hear from you. All the best to my friends in Drake, okay?
Good talking to you.
You as well.
Thanks,
call again. Doc. Yep, take care. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Okay, I told you earlier about this debate that's happening tonight, 7 to 8 p.m., and it is between Wayne Stegem and Doug Burgum. The event will be broadcast statewide, but they tell me it'll be on the Extra channel statewide. And Todd has done some good work here. Midco evidently has it on channel 594. Okay. But evidently the Extra channel statewide, I think it shows up as WDAY's The Extra on some channels. So you can kind of look for one or the other of those. It'll also be streaming online and on the forum, Inform website, Grand Forks Herald, Dickinson Press, Jamestown Sun sites, too. So there you go. If you're in any of those places, watch those papers, good way to go. Streeter, North Dakota is where we go next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hey, tell me what's on your mind today. David Streeter, go ahead. You're up.
Hi.
Hi there. Hi there.
I'm kind of in disagreement with the corporate farming law. I'm a rancher here in Streeter. And, well, if you kind of look at how the government has taken over the farm with the farm bill, all the smaller farms are disappearing because the big guys basically take over. And as far as I'm concerned, this corporate law is just going to allow them to take over and force the small guys out. So I'm going to vote no against it, and I know plenty of other farmers and ranchers that don't agree with it. So
when you say vote no, what do you think a no vote is for?
Well, I think that the bigger the farms get, the more it forces the little guy out. And we're just a small ranch here, and the government regulations as well. The whole farm program, I think, should be eliminated. It doesn't help the little guy. It only helps the big guy.
So I misunderstood
so guys,
you. When you,
they're farming 5,000-6,000 acres. They'll get, you know, they get payments that can save them. But the little guy, you know, what his payment amounts to is nothing. So I'm one of the guys that doesn't participate in the farm program whatsoever.
So what,
and one of the other things I think is, you know, the whole commodities market, basically they're manipulating the market, and all the middle guys, the guys on Wall Street and the guys that are taking the profits out of the small guy's farm.
What I was trying to get at, though, a yes vote is to say corporate farming law remains in North Dakota. It's banned with the exception of dairy and hog operations.
Right, yep,
so you're not,
I agree.
A yes vote isn't for allowing corporate farming. You understand that?
Our representative Terry there now, he's our representative here, and I voted for him. But I'll just give you an example of how pushy these big guys are. I had some CRP that I was going to hay. And he came and called me. He was going to be the farmer that took over the CRP land. And he called me and said that he wanted to spray my hay that I had agreement with this farmer on the CRP with Roundup, so that he could get going with his farming practice. And I said, no, we're not going to spray that hay because I don't want to feed my cattle that. And, then he started in with the EPA and how they approved it, and it's good for us, and that it won't hurt my cattle. But so he didn't like taking no for an answer. So I think he needs to go, basically.
All right, but a little different topic than we were discussing. I'm saying.
Well, I understand, but what I'm saying is once you get these corporate guys in, it just makes it harder and harder for the small guy to exist.
Okay, but I'm saying the corporate farming law remains. With a yes vote, the only thing you're allowing is for a hog and dairy operations, which are not here now. And again,
well, they need to rewrite that, as far as I'm concerned.
They did. They did. That's what you're voting on. They passed it in the legislature. They said let's exempt that and let the hog and dairy operators be allowed to be.
Right, but what does that do to us small hog farmers?
Well, there aren't many.
You know, we raise hogs, too, and what does that do for the price of our hogs when you have these gigantic guys that, you know, my son raised hogs in FFA, and he raised 50 hogs, and the profit margin on 50 hogs was $6 a head. Well, the work isn't worth it. Pretty soon you're not going to have anybody but hired help, doing the work, and the guy.
All right, David, we're going to have to leave it there. Appreciate the call. Terry and Minot, Dave and Stanley, Sally and Grand Forks. What's on your mind? Continues Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president at Flag Family Media. I'm talking about my pillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right. That sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support. Keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. Now, I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. Thanks to my pillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com, enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
Back to the phone we go. Art, Sunbelt Business Brokers, is on the phone. Hello, Art. How's it going today?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Fantastic. Looking forward to telling our listeners about how Sunbelt Business Brokers has been around for some time and really made a name for itself in business sales. Tell us a little bit about that, would you?
Yeah, Sunbelt's been around since 1978. It has over 240 franchises, 1,400 sales brokers on six continents, and we usually sell about 2,000 businesses annually. So Sunbelt of North Dakota is one of those franchises. So we have a worldwide reach, but it's locally owned and controlled.
Now, we have a website we're going to give out in a moment. Tell us about how powerful that is for your listings.
Our website gets three times the view of our next three competitors combined.
That's a great way to reach buyers, folks, and that is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Start now. Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Smackers. I kind of like checks with $650 in the pay line. And then when it says pay to the order of, Todd Mitchell, I want to grab it out of his hand. But you know what? Folks, that's the check that's waiting for you right now at B-Mobile. So I would beeline right now to the Valley City B-Mobile, the Devil's Lake, the Botno, the Williston, the Grand Forks, the Minot, the Bismarck, the Fargo, the Jamestown, the Wahpeton location. If you're out there in Lakes Country, Detroit, Lakes in Minnesota, Thief River Falls, Bemidji, find a location at bmobile.com and connect to Communicated B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer, where right now, they have an offer that won't last forever, $650, up to $650 yours when you Switch to Verizon to Be Mobile. Just call or visit a location today. Get all the details right there and come home to Verizon at Be Mobile, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. Yes, what a deal. One quick note here. I see the North Dakota Farm Bureau is holding a press conference tomorrow on the corporate farming issue. We talked a little bit today about the Farmers Union and the sort of nostalgic way they're talking about this. Also being a little cute and not mentioning that this is not about the corporate farming laws. They remain. It's about whether you want two exemptions to them. That's what you're really deciding when you go to the votes. Anyway, I'm guessing the Farm Bureau will push back a little of this. They have been pretty quiet. I don't know why we aren't hearing more, of an argument from the Farm Bureau side, because I think the Farm Bureau organization is rock solid on this. I really do. I mean, they're a fantastic organization, really represent farmers well, think the world of them. But I want them to have more of a voice in this, get a little more active out there. I think that's one of the reasons Darrell Lease, who's the new president, is holding a news conference at Fargo and Bismarck, specifically related to organizational actions related to corporate farming in North Dakota. Don't know exactly what that means. That is happening tomorrow in Fargo at 10 a.m. at the Farm Bureau, and also at their conference room in Bismarck at 1:30 tomorrow. So you'll be hearing more about that. This crossed my desk, and I wanted you to know. Terry and Minot on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Before I go to you, I have to tell you, a texter said that last caller from Streeter was the definition of a stubborn German. Not my words, another listener. Right there. I don't think, was there anything wrong with being a stubborn German? I'm half one, right? I don't know. Anyway, Terry and Minot, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. I find it a little funny that Farmers Union has come out against this, saying they're fighting for the family farm. I think Farmers Union and Cynics are one and the same, and I wonder how many small businesses, family service stations and gas stations, they've put out of business with their C-stores.
You know, that's an interesting point, because CHS is a monster, right? I mean, they are a monster. They are bigger than big, so it's cry me a river over, you know, poor little me. It's a shtick, and it's worked well. It is. I mean, the Farmers Union numbers are small. They are not, but they know how to game the system a little bit. They put people in buses and put them in seat caps and send them to the Capitol and, you know, do their way. But if you and I took 20 issues and said, what was the Farmers Union position? What was the Farm Bureau position on key things related to agriculture? Farm Bureau would win 18 of 20. So they don't win a lot in the arena, but they do a pretty good job of aw shucks in it through making the case for the quote unquote family farm. I'm all for the family farm too, but my point is it's not a reality of where we are today. Farming is big business, period. And if it isn't big business to you, if it's just a little here, a little there, then you're a minority. You're small. Nothing wrong with it, but you're a hobby farm. You're not where farming is today. Am I wrong, Terry?
No, you're right, 100%. Thank you.
Interesting analogy, though, on CHS. Thank you. Dave and Stanley, what's on your mind? You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go.
Hi, Scott. I'm a first-time caller.
Hey, would you like some bacon?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Well, good. We'll get you some bacon. First-time caller.
Well, first-time caller here, going to complain a little. Not about your show. Like it a lot. But that Dennis Linshall show every day, he's got that Millennium Kid on there. And, boy, he speaks for millennials. We're in trouble. I don't know if you listen to it or not, but
I got to say.
So.
I listen to it when I'm in the region. I've heard others say that as well. Dennis Lindahl does a show for us on one of our affiliates, KTGO 1090 Radio, in the Bakken every morning. Right before our show, and has occasionally, I don't think every day, but a youngster that kind of, well, he's a millennial, and he speaks for millennials, and you're not a fan, right?
Not a fan at all. He hates the cops. He loves Obama, I think, and so I'm kind of opposite of him. But
yeah, me too, at least on the cop part. On the cop part, right? Yeah. Anyway, I'm on the Obama part, too, for that matter. Dave, hang on. We'll get you some bacon. Glad you called.
Okay, thank you.
Great to hear from Stanley, one of my favorite places. Love Stanley. All right, I sound like Donald Trump there. Love the veterans. I love it, but I genuinely do. I spent a lot of time in Stanley. Sally, Grand Forks, half a minute for your take. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, I'd just like to know why Paul Sorum is not participating in the debate tonight and why Michael Coachman has been excluded from the debate on Thursday.
Thursday. You're talking about the lieutenant governor race, you mean?
Yeah.
Ours on Thursday, yeah. Well, how we've done it, I can't speak for how the chamber did it. They called the front runners in the candidate in the race. It's the chamber and WDAY that are co-sponsoring that one, so I don't know. But you do have to, it's sort of like the presidential debates. The Fox did it. They draw a line. We did as well. We had Paul Sorum on, but we recognized one of two people's going to win, and that's the way it is. Fair or unfair, it's just a polling thing is how we did ours. Where are they polling? So hope that helps.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you have a bathtub and want a shower, if you have a bathtub and want a better bathtub, maybe a walk-in tub, I can help. Bath Planet is the group. Bath Planet offers bath and shower renovations in as little as a day. Let me say that again. Bath Planet, right here in North Dakota, offers bath and shower renovations in as little as a day. Easy to keep clean, beautiful, made in the USA. Bathtub or shower, you use it every day. I'd love for you to have a free in-home estimate where you can digitally see how this new tub or shower would look with the Bath Planet Design Studio. It's great. 19 colors to choose from, 8 different wall patterns, and, of course, every kind of tub you can imagine. And all of this comes with a lifetime warranty and the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Call this number, 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289. Or online at bathplanet.com/North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll get a $500 certificate from Bath Planet.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.